This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to In Focus. I'm Roger Gray, and this is going to be an interesting half hour, I have to tell you. We're going to talk to some folks from the Tyler Deaf and Hard of Hearing Center and all the work they do. With us is the director of the center, Alana Husband. Alana is going to be speaking through her interpreter, Chelsea Klotz. So, good morning. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning.
let's talk a bit about the Tyler Deaf and Hard of Hearing Center.
Well, we provide communication access, resources, and education for the community of the East Texas for the deaf and hard of hearing and deaf blind, also deaf plus, so which can include a variety of disabilities.
Indeed. And was a facility like this not available for the deaf community before you guys came along?
It was set up in 2012 because a group of deaf community members and advocates got together, and they needed a place to call home for the deaf community. They needed a place to meet where they could host events and get the services that they needed. So that's why we were established in 2012, to help make that happen.
How did you go about doing that? How was the entire operation put together? Let's do a little history here.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Well, it is a long story to
let
you know.
That's okay. We have time.
But yes, like I mentioned before, a group of deaf people in the community who are very involved wanted to start the process of applying to become a nonprofit organization. Again, that was in 2012 officially. At first, we just provided interpreting services, but then we expanded our programs to include offering resources for senior citizens, the youth in the area, and we continue to grow to this day.
What was the situation for a deaf person before this center came along, before this operation was here?
What
was it? Yeah. Was it an isolating existence?
We did have a deaf club before then that we still have. It's called the East Texas Deaf Association. They hold deaf chats every month, which are small events. And so some deaf people still felt isolated, even though we had that. So we tried to expand that type of gathering to become something more.
Okay.
And before it was set up, it was more of, definitely, yes, it was more isolating to be deaf. There were no, you know, news and information that could get out to the deaf people and no events happening. And now we even work with a resource specialist to provide more in-depth services for the deaf.
It's a pretty comprehensive center. If you are the parent, and Alana, I know from reading your biography, you were born deaf. It is something you have, and your parents and all family members have dealt with from the very beginning. What is it like for the parents of a deaf child, just starting down this journey, starting down this road, and what resources are available for them?
Sure. Well, back then in the 1980s, when I was born, my parents didn't realize I was deaf at first. I was about 6 months old when they found out. So they contacted different deaf centers in California. That's where I was born and raised. Mm-hmm. And there was a deaf school there. So they got in contact with someone who could mentor them and help them learn sign language to communicate with me as I got older. I'm the only deaf person in my family, so it was definitely a different experience for them. It was good, though, I would say. For myself, I have great parents and had a great childhood.
And I obviously, they made the adaptation relatively quickly. and got you the support you needed?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It took some time for sure. Yeah. It took them time to learn how to accommodate my needs.
Well, okay, if you are, for example, the parent of a deaf child here in East Texas, okay, is the Tyler Deaf and Hard of Hearing Center perhaps the first stop you ought to make once the diagnosis?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. We also offer mentoring for deaf families who have a deaf baby, and so that's exactly what we do.
Okay. Where do you start? Particularly, I guess, as you said, it took a while for your parents to adapt to the situation.
Yes.
Where do you start with parents now? I'm sorry.
Sure. I was just going to say that the first step would be calling to contact us to get in touch, of course, with email or whatever the case is. And then we would be happy to start with you and get the ball rolling.
Okay. Where do you start? How does it begin?
Okay, yes. So we would typically have a meeting with the parents and discuss what their needs are, what they're looking for. We would match them with the best mentor for their family and see what exactly they're looking for. From then on, they would have weekly meetings with their mentor. And this is for children ages 0 to 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. And the mentor's job is I gather, to begin the process for the young person.
Yes. First, they start with early visual communication. So we teach the parents how to pick up on cues from the baby about what they may be trying to communicate with their parents to help them understand their child's needs. And we expand on explaining body language and things like that. So once that's established, then we can start teaching ASL, which is American Sign Language, to grow the parents' and the child's understanding of language. And once that language acquisition develops more, then you're off to a great start. There is research that proves starting a child who is deaf by learning American Sign Language can help them greatly.
We'll have more of our conversation with Alana Husband and her interpreter, Chelsea Plotz, in just a moment.
You know, depending on how old you are, your grandparents or your great-grandparents or somebody back there up the line slept just fine in the summer without air conditioning. Hi, it's Paul Gleiser. Well, that's because they didn't know any better and they were used to it. But that's not you. It sure isn't me. If your electricity goes out, taking your AC with it, you'll be up all night. But not if you have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter in Tyler. Just as it works here at KTBB, when the power goes out at your home, your Generac automatic standby generator will come right on, and your AC, along with everything else in the house, will rock on. Generator Supercenter can install a Generac automatic standby generator at your home. They can do it at a price you can afford, and they'll help you arrange easy financing. That's why Generator Supercenter is the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. Generator Supercenter's on the Southwest Loop in Tyler. They're online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. The nation's number one Generac generator dealer, Generator Supercenter.
Welcome back to In Focus. I'm Roger Gray. My guest is Alana Husband and her interpreter, Chelsea Plotz. It sounds like, particularly in early days, there's going to be a lot of intuitiveness. You know, you have to figure out what's going on with the child.
Yes, that's exactly right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you find parents pick up on this relatively quickly?
They're still learning. It's kind of a lifelong process. My parents specifically, it's been 40 years, and they're still picking up on more language and
really?
More ways to communicate with me.
So, and it is interesting. I'm watching you two as we do this, and you're very fast with ASL, I must say. My daughter is an actress, and when she was in college, she was in a play that involved a deaf person, and the actor, the lead actor, was actually deaf. And she was so fascinated, she made ASL her language choice in college. Do you think that perhaps ought to be a requirement for all young people, at least to learn some of the basics.
I would love that, yes. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But that it could be dangerous, actually, you know.
Oh? How so?
Well, if a child or young adult learns sign language, they could communicate with classmates across the room and maybe have some inappropriate things going on behind a teacher's back.
Okay. Well, a good point. A good point. We all look for that opportunity when we're that age. But it is. I guess what I'm trying to picture also is a situation when somebody like Chelsea is not available. When a deaf person is shopping in the store or interacting with merchants and other people in the public who do not know ASL.
Yeah, sure.
Is that an awkward situation?
No, honestly, it doesn't.
As awkward as I'm making it right now, yeah.
No, honestly, deaf people can accommodate just well on their own. They're very independent. We use what we have to get by. Writing on pen and paper, body gestures, body language, and often don't feel awkward.
Okay. If you need interpreter services, how does that work for somebody coming to the center seeking an interpreter?
Yes, we have a specific phone number to call for interpreting services, and we also have email and a website link where you can fill out an interpreter request form. And if you want, we can give you that number now. It's 903-617-6204.
That would be the office phone. You also have a video phone available, right?
Yes, we do. I have one, and people can contact me directly.
Okay. And how does it work? And what are the situations in which you might need the interpreter?
Most of the time, we need interpreters for medical situations like doctor's appointments to come and provide language services to help communicate with the doctor and pass the information back and forth.
Okay. I'm guessing also any number of situations, whether it's a court appearance or any number of things where you might need.
Yes, and in the educational environment too.
Yeah.
Also, if there's public community events that a deaf person wants to attend, they would need an interpreter. A concert as well. We provide interpreters for all types of situations so that people in the deaf world can experience the same things as people in the hearing world.
Scheduling and all of that, I guess, is you have to work around the schedule of not only the person needing the interpreter, but the interpreter as well.
Well, yes. Does the person speaking want to answer that? So Chelsea, the interpreter, is speaking now.
Yeah.
And I used to be the interpreter coordinator. So when people would email or fill out the form or call to request an interpreter, the first step is to fill out all the information, the time, the location, the name of the deaf person, etc. And then it would be to reach out to the interpreter to see who might be available on that day and time, and then go from there to set it all up.
I gather you have several folks available for that.
And now we're back to Alana. Yes, we do have lots of interpreters. We used to have a serious shortage of interpreters, but right now we feel comfortable with the amount of contractors we have.
Now, you also train people to be interpreters, correct?
No, we actually don't. We don't offer training for interpreters, but Tyler Junior College does have an interpreter training program. It is excellent. Kim Hunt is the one who's in charge of that. And if anyone's interested in becoming an interpreter, they can contact her and she will set them up on the best path.
Okay. How receptive have, again, one of the big issues for any child, hearing or deaf, is going to be going to school and dealing with all the situations in the classroom. How open have schools in our area been to assisting the child in with interpreters and all of that?
We do have a deaf program here in Tyler for deaf education. There is a deaf and hard of hearing a teacher for the deaf and hard of hearing. So that is an option.
Okay. Do the schools generally make it easy for you, make it easy for the child to get the help they need?
Yes, I believe so. We haven't had any issues with that. Or we do have a school for the deaf, but that's all the way down in Austin. So, Of course, that's a far drive. But, yeah, I would say so.
I know my grandfather taught at the Arkansas School for the Blind, I know. So I have seen how some state schools, and that was a long time ago, some state schools are very well equipped and really nice facilities. I gather that is the case in Texas, obviously.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yeah. I think it's pretty easy process to get into the schools as someone who's deaf.
Okay. How among the things that the child is going to be dealing with, how do their peers react? How do the children handle the reactions of their peers in classrooms and so forth?
I feel like children really don't notice things like that very, very much. Sometimes other students and peers would be willing to even learn sign language to be able to communicate with their friends. And that was the case for me when I was a child. So I don't think it's a huge deal for children to play and get along.
I know that children, let's be honest, children can be very cruel sometimes. Is that something that the child and the parents are going to have to deal with it?
Well, yes, I guess every once in a while that definitely could happen. I would like to think that if a person is mean to me, then that's their problem. It's not mine because I'm deaf.
Mm-hmm. Which we can understand at all of our advanced ages. But for a child, there would be some issues to deal with, I guess, emotionally.
Sure, yes. And we do have deaf adults become great role models for those children here in Tyler. So there are several people that deaf children can look up to and learn how to respond to situations like that.
Okay. We'll have more of In Focus in just a moment.
Hey, East Texas. As you know, Advantage Roofing has been the trusted name in the roofing industry around here since 2008. And now Advantage Roofing is quickly becoming the trusted name in the solar and power industry. Advantage Roofing and Solar is helping some of their customers save literally thousands of dollars a year on energy while locking in their energy rates for up to 30 years. The philosophy is really pretty simple. Why rent electric from your local electric company when you can generate your own power and eventually eliminate that monthly power bill altogether? With all of the new local and federal incentives plus industry-leading warranties, Advantage Roofing and Solar is the answer to the inevitable rising electric prices. Contact Advantage Roofing today for your complimentary energy assessment at AdvantageRoofingCompany.com. That's AdvantageRoofingCompany.com. Solar can save you thousands of dollars a year and lock in your rates for up to 30 years. On the web at AdvantageRoofingCompany.com. Advantage Roofing and Solar.
Welcome back to In Focus. I'm Roger Gray. My guest is Alana Husband and her interpreter, Chelsea Plotz. What other services are offered by the Deaf and Hard of Hearing Center? We've got interpreters, and I gather also sort of an immersion process getting parents and children ready for, you know, all of the challenges they're going to deal with.
Yes, we have a senior citizen program. So we offer events for the senior citizens who maybe have hearing loss or are deaf. We have support for those who are older and are starting to get hearing loss. So we try to gather those people and make it a safe place for them.
How many folks in our area would are deaf or hard of hearing? Well, hard of hearing would be difficult because there's several, obviously, levels of that. But how many deaf folks are there in our area?
I don't have a specific number. I can't tell you, but we have plenty. I know that for sure.
How many folks use the services of the center? Maybe I should put it that way.
A lot?
A lot? Okay.
I don't have a specific number.
I understood
number,
that one, yeah.
Yes, it's a lot. You kind of throw your hands out.
It's a lot of folks.
it's a lot of folks.
You're right. You have to pick up on gestures. You're right.
Yes.
Okay. And as far as, again, getting back to the schools, TISD, other schools in our area, receptive to the help you can offer or at least connect with the child for their schoolwork? Have they been receptive to accommodating the young people?
Yeah. I think only here in Tyler specifically has teachers for the deaf and hard of hearing. Mm-hmm. But I know Longview has their own deaf program as well. And again, Tyler's is separate from that. But those two are the only ones I know of for deaf programs.
Okay. Yeah. So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you guys and find out all that is being offered, obviously the phone number, if somebody came by the center, what is the process? Where do you start?
Well, if someone were to come in, I would say ask away. I'm happy to help you and in any way that I can. I won't be awkward with you. I don't bite. And we'd be ready to answer any questions.
I was looking at your news. I'm sorry, was there something I missed?
Oh, no. I was just saying.
I was looking at your newsletters. You even had a self-defense class at the center?
Yes, we did. We had one. It was actually the person who taught the self-defense class was a CODA. A CODA is CODA, which means a child of a deaf adult. So they were hearing, but they knew sign language because their parents were deaf. And so she was able to teach the class in sign language, which was cool.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. How is the center funded? How do you guys afford to do what you need to do?
Well, mostly right now, we depend on our interpreting services, which we do charge for. However, we are also always looking for grants to help us with our programs. And we get a little bit of funding from the state for specific programs, like our senior citizen one. They help fund.
Okay. And again, we gave the phone numbers. Where are you located?
We're actually right around the corner. We're locally at 1828 East Southeast Loop 323, and it's over by, you know, on the intersection of Biloxi and the Loop, right there on the lower level of the office building there.
Okay. And I was looking back at some of your newsletters, and you moved into larger offices a couple of years back.
Yes, we did. And also right now we have a community room to offer American Sign Language classes to the community. So that's going on right now this summer, every Thursday night.
Well, how has been the response to that? Are there a number of folks out there who want to learn?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think this class is the most we've ever had. It's a lot.
Okay. And these are just... Do you find these are folks that perhaps have a family member, perhaps have a friend, and want to learn for that purpose, or just consider it to be helpful in case they do run across somebody who needs?
Yes, I've noticed that some do have a deaf family member. Some are losing their hearing right now. Others want to just learn a new language to add to their repertoire. So there's plenty of different reasons that we have people enrolled in the class right now. I had one person in our class before that lost their hearing and their voice due to cancer. And so that person wanted to learn sign language, and it opened up a whole new world for them to be able to communicate.
That's remarkable. And we tend to think of a child born deaf, but it can be something that you know, you deal with at any point in life.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Do we know, and I'm probably getting into medical issues here, but do we know why a child might be born deaf? What the various causes, reasons, et cetera? No real?
It's various reasons. It differs from person to person. Some people get sick, very sick, and other people are born deaf and they're not able to find the root cause. There can also be a developmental issue in the womb, or people can become deaf even from listening to too loud of music, you know, and that is the cause. So it can be a lot of different things.
People in my profession, excuse me, I already have tinnitus, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Right.
From wearing these for 55 years or when I was in television. So, yes, we warn
right.
our children, don't turn up the earbuds and the headphones. But
that's right. That's right.
it can definitely be a problem later in life.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. And we'll be right back in just a moment.
TJC is one of the largest community colleges in Texas with more than 120 degrees and certificate programs, extensive customized training, and adult continuing education. With their strong core values, rigorous academics, stellar fine and performing arts, diverse student life, and nationally ranked athletics, they're committed to providing various pathways for students of all ages to transfer to senior universities or gain the skills they need to go directly into the workforce. Ready to get started? Visit tjc.edu today and let them help you find the path that's right for you. TJC.edu.
Welcome back to In Focus. When somebody is dealing with the onset or the oncoming deafness later in life, again, psychologically, is that a tough thing to deal with, obviously?
Yes, it definitely can be. And we have a support group for that. I understand that people later in life who experience that change, it's a really upside down, world shaking experience for them. But again, we do provide resources, support groups, and even equipment that people can use. We have captioned calls so that if people want to make a phone call, it can have the words transcribed there or make the volume louder. The last thing we want is for anyone to feel isolated.
Have you had a number of people come to you later in life? I can understand children. I can understand their parents bringing them and getting involved.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We experience many adults who become deaf later in life using our services.
And once you get over the psychological hurdle, you can get them into groups that give them support.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
And that's why we're here. We're here for you.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you guys being here. I really do. I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Alana, and thank you, Chelsea. I appreciate all the help. I need all the help I can get. And I wish you well again. Go ahead.
Come into our office anytime. We were happy to be here, and thank you and appreciate it, too.
I understand. I want to remind everybody of the location of the Tyler Deaf and Hard of Hearing Center is 1828 East Southeast Loop. 323, and is that lower lobby 14? Is that
yes? That's correct.
Lower lobby 14, and you can give them a call at 903-617-6204.
That's right.
And I thank you guys for being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Visit the organization's website at tdhhc.org.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.